There are two parts to the mitzvah. First is what's called havas bikur. That refers to taking the first Jews that grow in Eretz Yisrael, bringing them up to the Beis HaMikdash and giving them to the Kohen. And then there's mikra bikur, which is reading the parasha, reading the psukim from Parashas Kisavo that talk about all of the chasodim HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with Klal Yisrael, from Yitzias Mitzrayim to giving us Eretz Yisrael to allowing the land to produce a new crop of fruit and grain. The Torah concludes the Parsha Bikurim with the following pasuk: "V'samachta b'chalatov asher nosan lecha Hashem Elokecha ulebeisecha, atov v'halevi v'hager asher b'kirbecha." You should rejoice, you should be happy with everything Hashem has given you, you, the Levi, and the ger amongst you. What is this pasuk teaching us? What is it coming to add? Rashi there explains that the pasuk is associating Bikurim with Simcha to teach us that the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim, the mitzvah to read the parasha, only applies bizman simcha. That means from Shavuos till Sukkot, during a time of simcha when the farmer is harvesting his produce. That's when a person has to bring up the Bikurim to the Beis HaMikdash, and he also has to read the parasha. It's also the mitzvah of Mikra Bikurim. But from Sukkot until Chanukah, after the Zman of Simcha, a person still has to bring the Bikurim, but he doesn't read the parasha anymore. It's not a Zman of Simcha, so therefore the part of the mitzvah that's called Mikra Bikurim doesn't apply. This is how Chazal understood this pasuk for Samachta B'chalatot. For the Pshuto Shel Mikra, the simple meaning of the pasuk would seem to imply that the Torah is giving us another mitzvah. It's giving us a tzivui to be happy. V'samachta b'chalatov. Be happy with everything Hashem is giving you. Why does the Torah give us this mitzvah specifically in the context of Bikurim? The Sefer HaChinuch comments that the purpose of reading the parasha of Bikurim is not simply to thank Hashem, to express Hakaras HaTov for everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu has done for us, but rather, part of the goal of Mikra Bikurim is to help the farmer internalize the idea that Hashem is the one who provides everything. That Teva doesn't just happen by itself, but rather it's divinely orchestrated. As the Ramban writes at the end of Parashas Bo, "Umenanisim aglim hamefursamim adamoda benisim hanistarim," that it's through the supernatural miracles that a person comes to appreciate that even Teva itself is a nes. It might be a nes nistar, it might be only a hidden miracle, but it's a nes nonetheless. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, even if a person knows that intellectually, expressing it verbally, reciting the parasha of Mikra Bikurim reinforces the idea even more so. Maybe this is the message that the Torah wants to convey with this pasuk for Samachta B'chalatov. That the way to feel real simcha in life is by internalizing the lesson of Mikra Bikurim, by appreciating that everything comes from Hashem. As long as a person feels that his parnasa is a product of his own intelligence and his own effort, then life is full of stress and frustration and tension, because a person always thinks that he has to work harder, he has to put in more time and more effort just to get ahead of the next person. But once a person realizes that his parnasa comes min hashamayim, that it comes from Hashem, and all he has to do is a reasonable hishtadlus, then suddenly a person can feel an inner peace. He can feel an inner simcha, because he knows that he's getting what's coming to him, that everything he gets is divinely ordained specifically for him. And that can give him a feeling of simcha. Later in the parasha, the Torah talks about simcha in a different context. The Torah commands Bnei Yisrael that when they come to Har Grizim and Har Evol, they should bring karbanos. The Rav was fond of pointing out that the Torah often associates the concept of simcha with the phrase lifnei Hashem, regarding eating Ma'aser Sheni in Yerushalayim, regarding the mitzvah of Simchas Yom Tov. The Torah says v'samachta lifnei Hashem Elokecha. Why is that? The Rav explained that real simcha comes when a person feels that he's lifnei Hashem, when he feels connected to the Shechinah, when he feels that he's in the presence of the Shechinah. Any physical enjoyment is fleeting by definition. It's not lasting. Just like the physical world is only temporary. The only way to experience real, lasting simcha is by connecting oneself to something eternal, to something spiritual, by doing mitzvahs, by eating karbanos. by doing chesed, through which a person is dome l'shchina, he emulates HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When a person connects himself to the spiritual world, when he feels HaKadosh Baruch Hu's closeness, that's when he experiences an inner simcha, an inner contentment. Similarly, when a person internalizes the idea that Hashem is the one who gives him parnasa, he connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is walking with him every moment of the day. And that can also bring him to a feeling of simcha, because he feels that he's lifnei Hashem. This perhaps is the meaning of the pasuk v'samachta b'chol hatov. The Torah is giving us the key to achieve inner happiness. V'samachta b'chol hatov, says the Torah. Internalize the message of Mikra Bikurim. Appreciate that Hashem is the source of all of your bracha, that He's the one in control, and make that feeling a part of your essence, then you'll always be b'simcha. Good Shabbos.